What great communicators do in the first 30 seconds. Have you ever wondered why some people command attention the moment they start speaking, while others struggle to make an impact? The answer often lies in what happens during the first 30 seconds of communication. These opening moments are so powerful that they can determine the success of your entire interaction, whether you're delivering a presentation, leading a meeting, or engaging in a one-on-one conversation. In today's fast-paced world, attention spans are shorter than ever. Research suggests we form initial impressions within seconds, and these snap judgments can be remarkably difficult to reverse. Great communicators understand this reality and have mastered the art of making those critical first moments count. As communication expert Bilal Jamil points out, the first 30 seconds of your presentation are absolutely critical for setting the tone and capturing your audience's attention. Studies have consistently shown that audiences form lasting impressions during these opening moments, making them disproportionately important to your overall success. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the science behind first impressions and reveal the specific techniques that exceptional communicators use to command attention, build credibility, and establish connection right from the start. Whether you're speaking to one person or a thousand, these strategies will transform how you approach those all-important first 30 seconds. The science of first impressions. Our brains are wired to make rapid assessments of new situations and people. It's a survival mechanism deeply embedded in our psychology. When someone begins communicating with us, our minds immediately start processing multiple signals: their appearance, voice, word choice, body language, and overall presence. Princeton University researchers discovered that people form judgments about trustworthiness, competence, and likability in less than a tenth of a second. Even more striking is how persistent these initial impressions prove to be. First impressions create what psychologists call the halo effect, where our initial assessment colors how we interpret all subsequent information. This cognitive bias explains why great communicators invest so heavily in those opening moments. They recognize that a strong start creates a positive filter through which everything else they say will be processed. Conversely, a weak opening forces them to spend valuable time overcoming negative first impressions. The neurological impact is equally significant. When we encounter someone new, our amygdala, the brain's threat detection center, activates while we determine if this person represents an opportunity or a threat. Great communicators understand how to quickly signal safety and value, allowing their audience's cognitive resources to focus on their message rather than threat assessment. Setting the stage, preparation techniques. Exceptional communicators know that what happens before they speak is just as important as what happens during those first 30 seconds. Their seemingly effortless openings are the result of thoughtful preparation. Mental preparation. Before any important communication, great communicators engage in deliberate mental preparation. Audience analysis: they consider who they're speaking to, what these people care about, and how they can immediately establish relevance. Intention setting: they clarify their purpose and the specific response they want to elicit. Visualization: many top communicators mentally rehearse successful openings, imagining positive audience reactions. Positive self-talk: they replace nervous thoughts with affirmations that build confidence. Physical preparation: your physical state dramatically impacts how you communicate. Master communicators regulate their breathing. Deep, diaphragmatic breathing calms the nervous system and supports vocal projection. Release tension: brief stretching or movement helps dissipate nervous energy. Power posing: research suggests that adopting expansive postures for just 2 minutes before communication can increase confidence and performance. Voice warm UPS: simple vocal exercises prepare the voice for clear, confident delivery. Environmental considerations: great communicators don't leave their physical environment to chance. Arrive early: this allows time to adjust to the space and resolve any logistical issues. Strategic positioning: they consider lighting, acoustics, and spatial arrangement to maximize their impact. Technology checks: they verify that any supporting technology works perfectly. Room temperature and comfort: when possible, they ensure the environment supports audience receptivity. As experts from Duarte, a leading presentation company, emphasize, how you prepare for those first crucial seconds determines whether your audience will lean in with interest or tune out entirely. Mastering verbal communication in the first 30 seconds. When it comes to the actual words you use in those opening moments, great communicators follow several proven principles. The perfect opening line. Master communicators craft opening lines that accomplish multiple objectives simultaneously. Pattern interruption: they begin with something unexpected that breaks predictable thought patterns. Problem highlighting: many start by identifying a compelling problem their audience faces. Curiosity triggers: They open with intriguing questions or statements that create information gaps listeners want filled. Emotional connection, the best openers often tap into universal human emotions. According to research from Communication Science, following a simple 30-second rule can dramatically improve your conversational success, even if you normally feel awkward in social situations. Voice modulation techniques. How you say your first words matters as much as what you say. Exceptional communicators control their pace. They typically begin slightly slower than their normal speaking rate, allowing listeners to acclimate to their voice. Vary their volume. Strategic volume shifts signal importance and create auditory interest. Use strategic pauses. Brief silences after key statements allow ideas to land and build anticipation. Eliminate vocal fillers. They banish and other fillers that undermine perceived competence. Word choice and language patterns. The specific language patterns used in opening moments can significantly impact audience receptivity. Concrete versus abstract. Great communicators often start with specific, tangible language before moving to concepts. Inclusive language. Words like we, us, and together create a sense of shared experience. Sensory-rich descriptions. Language that evokes visual, auditory, or kinesthetic experiences creates more immersive openings. Unexpected combinations, novel word pairings, and fresh metaphors signal original thinking. The power of nonverbal communication. While words matter, research consistently shows that nonverbal signals often carry more weight in first impressions. Studies suggest that up to 93% of communication effectiveness is determined by nonverbal cues, especially during initial encounters. Body language essentials. Master communicators carefully manage their physical presence from the moment they become visible. Posture, they stand or sit with aligned, open posture that projects confidence without arrogance. Gestures, their hand movements are purposeful, synchronized with key points, and appropriately sized for the setting. Movement, they use deliberate movement to emphasize points and maintain energy without distracting pacing. Stillness, equally important is their ability to maintain composed stillness during key moments. Insurance industry communication expert Roger Sitkins notes that the most important 30 seconds in every conversation involve not just what you say but how your entire presence communicates your intentions. Facial expressions and eye contact. Our faces transmit continuous information about our emotions and attitudes. Authentic smiling. Great communicators use genuine smiles, involving the eyes, to establish warmth when appropriate. Facial responsiveness. Their expressions naturally align with their message, avoiding the frozen face that creates disconnection. Strategic eye contact. They maintain consistent eye contact that conveys interest without staring uncomfortably. Eyebrow movement. Subtle eyebrow raises signal openness and emphasize key points. Spatial awareness and positioning. How communicators use physical space carries powerful subconscious messages. Proximity. They respect cultural and contextual norms regarding interpersonal distance. Angles. When appropriate, they position themselves at angles rather than directly face-to-face to reduce perceived confrontation. Height dynamics, they're mindful of height differences and their impact on perception. Environmental use, they thoughtfully utilize the available space to support their communication goals. Building instant connection and trust. Beyond the mechanics of delivery, great communicators excel at rapidly establishing authentic human connection. This ability often separates truly exceptional communicators from those who are merely technically competent. Authenticity techniques. In an age of polished performances, authenticity stands out. Appropriate vulnerability, strategic sharing of relevant challenges or uncertainties creates relatability. Value alignment, they quickly signal shared values with their audience. Congruence, their words, tone, and body language consistently align, avoiding the disconnection that occurs when these elements conflict. Presence, they demonstrate full attention to the current moment rather than appearing distracted or rehearsed. Active listening approaches. Even when speaking, great communicators listen actively. Audience scanning, they continuously read audience reactions, adjusting their approach accordingly. Response acknowledgement, they visibly recognize and validate audience responses. Interruption handling, when interruptions occur, they incorporate them gracefully rather than appearing thrown off course. Question anticipation, they proactively address likely questions within their opening. Empathy demonstration methods. Rapidly establishing empathy creates powerful connections. Perspective statements, phrases like in your position, or many of you may be thinking, demonstrate understanding. Recognition of concerns, acknowledging likely objections or concerns builds credibility. Emotional intelligence, they read and respond appropriately to the emotional atmosphere. Needs prioritization, their opening clearly places audience needs above their own agenda. Leadership communication specialists emphasize that winning with people requires establishing genuine connection within the first moments of any interaction. Context-specific strategies. Great communicators adapt their approach based on the specific context they're operating within. Presentations and speeches. When addressing larger audiences in formal settings, the silence technique, many begin by taking a deliberate moment of silence to draw focus before speaking. The unexpected start, breaking from conventional openings, immediately distinguishes their presentation. Audience participation, some engage the audience physically or mentally within seconds. The contrast setup, they establish a before and after framework that creates anticipation. One-on-one conversations. In individual interactions, name usage, they use the other person's name naturally and correctly. Mirroring, subtle matching of the other person's communication style creates subconscious rapport. Interest demonstration, they ask thoughtful questions that reveal genuine curiosity. Value offering, they quickly establish what value the other person will receive from the interaction. Group meetings. When facilitating or participating in group discussions. Role clarity, they immediately establish their role and contribution. Inclusion signals, their opening remarks acknowledge all participants. Energy setting, they consciously establish the appropriate energy level for the meeting. Framework establishment, they quickly outline structure to create psychological safety. Virtual communication differences. In our increasingly digital world, virtual communication requires special consideration. Technical confidence, they demonstrate immediate comfort with the technology. Visual optimization, their camera angle, lighting, and background are thoughtfully arranged. Energy amplification, they slightly increase their expressive energy to overcome the digital barrier. Connection verification, they confirm connection with participants early. Common mistakes to avoid. Understanding what not to do is just as valuable as knowing effective techniques. Great communicators studiously avoid these common pitfalls. What undermines credibility in opening moments? These errors can instantly diminish your impact. Apologetic openings, starting with apologies for time, technical issues, or preparation signals weakness. Credibility overclaiming, excessive self-promotion triggers skepticism. Nervous habits, fidgeting, weight shifting, or other anxiety tells undermine perceived confidence. Focus on self, beginning with your own needs or concerns rather than audience value. Cliched openings, Webster's Dictionary defines. And similar tired formulas signal unoriginal thinking. Recovery techniques. Even the best communicators occasionally stumble. The difference is in how they recover. The reset technique, taking a deliberate pause, breath, and restart if necessary. Acknowledgement without apology, noting an issue without dwelling on it. The humor pivot, appropriate self-deprecating humor can transform a mistake into a connection opportunity. Refocusing strategies, techniques to bring the conversation back to core objectives. Practical exercises to improve your first 30 seconds. Mastery comes through deliberate practice. These exercises will help you transform your communication openings. Practice routines. Structured approaches to building your skills. The 10 openings challenge. Create and practice 10 different openings for the same content. Video analysis. Record your openings and review them with specific evaluation criteria. The 30-second timer. Practice delivering complete, compelling openings within this tight time frame. Progressive stress practice, gradually increase the difficulty of your practice conditions. Feedback mechanisms. Getting quality input on your performance. Peer review groups, establish a circle of trusted colleagues for mutual feedback. Professional coaching, consider working with communication specialists for targeted improvement. Audience surveys, for formal presentations, gather specific feedback on your opening effectiveness. Mentor observation, ask experienced communicators to evaluate your technique. Self-assessment tools. Frameworks for ongoing improvement. Opening effectiveness checklist, develop criteria to evaluate your performance. Audience response mapping, document observable reactions to different approaches. Strength/weakness inventory, maintain an updated list of your specific opening strengths and areas for improvement. Comparative analysis, study how your openings compare to communicators you admire. For personalized guidance and a deeper dive into advanced communication techniques, many professionals have found value in specialized coaching programs. Communication experts provide tailored strategies for maximizing your impact in those crucial first moments of interaction. Conclusion. The first 30 seconds of any communication represent a disproportionate opportunity to influence outcomes. By understanding the science behind first impressions and implementing the techniques master communicators use, you can transform your effectiveness in presentations, conversations, meetings, and negotiations. Remember that excellence in those opening moments comes from a combination of thoughtful preparation, deliberate practice, and authentic presence. The goal isn't perfection, but rather creating a powerful foundation that serves your broader communication objectives. As you implement these strategies, you'll likely notice immediate improvements in audience engagement, message retention, and overall persuasiveness. Over time, mastering the first 30 seconds will become second nature, a habitual strength that distinguishes you as an exceptional communicator. For additional resources and personalized communication coaching, visit this comprehensive resource hub dedicated to elevating your communication impact. The next time you prepare to speak, whether to one person or 1,000, remember, those first 30 seconds aren't just the beginning of your message. They're often the determining factor in whether your message will truly be heard at all.